From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, many civilians who'd been trapped by the fighting in southern Lebanon took advantage of the lull in Israeli airstrikes to flee. Israel agreed to partly suspend air operations for 48 hours while it carried out an investigation into the killings at Khana. Aid agencies were surprised by the decision and used the opportunity to get relief supplies moving. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Beirut.
For nearly 3 weeks, workers at the humanitarian aid agency Mercy Corps have been packaging food supplies at a makeshift warehouse in downtown Beirut. Large plastic bags are filled with peas, lentils, rice, sugar, and other foodstuffs and loaded into boxes. Each one contains enough food for a family of 10 for about a week. Since the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began on July 12th, Mercy Corps has been dropping the food boxes, as well as hygiene kits, in many areas of Lebanon, but not the south, where the supplies are desperately needed. Cassandra Nelson, a spokesperson for Mercy Corps, says the organization was planning to head to Marjayoun, a small town deep in south Lebanon, tomorrow. Nelson says she was surprised to hear that Israel was partially suspending its aerial bombardment of the area.
I found out over the television that there was this agreement reached, and we're waiting for details, although apparently the clock started ticking about 12 hours ago. We are moving forward. We were going to go down on Tuesday anyhow, so, I mean, it's nice to know that hopefully it'll be a bit, less risky than we thought it might have been.
All the other UN and international aid agencies in Beirut were also taken by surprise. Many had been waiting, trying to get into the south, but couldn't because it was simply too dangerous. With today's news, many of the agencies kicked into high gear, but came up against a wall of logistical challenges. There are now severe gasoline shortages. In Beirut, cars waited more than 2 hours to fill up. Once they do get on the road, they face another hurdle, says Amer Saoudi, a spokesman with the UN's World Food Program.
A road that used to take 1 hour trip is taking us 5-6 hours. Today, to reach Tyre, it almost took us 10 hours. There was a lot of traffic. The roads were destroyed. You have to negotiate and you have to travel at very slow speed. All these problems delays the deliveries.
Saoudi says they plan to get 6 convoys loaded with relief supplies on the road tomorrow and every day after that. Great plans, but the UN will not travel to dangerous areas if it has not received a guarantee of safe passage from Israel, says Astrid van Genderen Stort, a spokeswoman with the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees.
It's security. We need officially clearance for everywhere. You cannot go to the south without clearance. To the north, anywhere in the country, if we move with a convoy, and if it's seen from the air as a convoy, it could be a target, because a convoy could be anything. I mean, it could be a convoy of goods, but it could be a convoy of weapons, I mean, in the view of the Israelis.
Stort says even if the supplies make it to the south, the relief efforts in that area still aren't organized.
You arrive there, you don't have enough time to really distribute. You don't have implementing partners on the ground because there's a conflict zone, so you just drop the goods and hope that they arrive to the people in need.
And that's just getting aid into the south. There are no systems in place to evacuate people who want to get out. Mercy Corps spokesperson Nelson says that's a difficult process.
You need to make sure you can evacuate everyone. You can't go down and take half the people and say, sorry, the rest of you are stuck here, goodbye, good luck. That's just something that's not appropriate. So you need to
Nelson says even if you could evacuate residents, where would you take them? The UN says there are now more than 800,000 people who have been displaced by the fighting. Many are moving around Lebanon trying to find food and shelter. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.